Gilson, Anna J. St. Helena, California, September 25th, 1901. Dear Sister Gilson, yesterday I received a letter from my son, W.C. White, stating that you have loaned $1,000 to the Southern Field and have made a present of $200 to me. Thank you, my sister. We realize that the work now being done in the South should have been done long ago. But the Lord is gracious. He will not leave that destitute field in its present condition. I am glad that you are willing to loan this money in order that the Southern work may no longer be hindered as it has been in past years. The managers in the Southern field are doing their best to work in economical lines. They have secured property at one half the estimated cost. The owners erected the buildings, supposing that the business center of the city would soon be in that locality. To their great disappointment, the business interests centered in another part of the city, and the property in which they had invested could not be used to advantage. One half of a large building was sold for $8,000. The other half has been sold to my son for $4,000, less $25. This building is to be used as a sanitarium for the Southern Field, where needed treatments can be given to colored people who are sick. I have seen this place and all the other buildings that have been purchased at half their estimated cost. They are very well situated for our work. I have donated a set of plates of the book Christ Our Savior and other books of mine that can be issued and used in the Southern Field. The royalties on these books are also used for the benefit of the work in that field. Besides, I have made gifts and loaned money to be used by my son, James Edson White, in advancing the cause in its infancy in the Southern Field. For I desire that something be done without delay. The Lord is working with and for the laborers in the South. As they advance step by step, the people will see that something is established. Those living in this destitute field will yet have the privilege of hearing the last message of mercy, warning them to prepare for the great day of God which is right upon us. Now, the present now is our time to work, and your means loaned at a low rate of interest will encourage the hearts of those who are there. Others will donate of their means to advance the work in this large, neglected field. From Elder Kilgore, I receive the most encouraging reports in regard to the providences which have qualified brethren James Edson White and Palmer for working in the South. I know that these men are bravely bearing responsibilities, with true faithfulness and Christian integrity. Many others are putting their shoulders to the wheel to help in advancing the work. The cloud of darkness and despondency is rolling back, and the sunshine of God's favor is shining upon the workers in that field. The Apostle Paul says, "When I am weak, then am I strong." 2 Corinthians 12, verse 10. When the human agent feels his weakness, the Lord blesses him. All who call upon the Lord will be strengthened. I am trusting in the Lord, waiting, hoping, and praying for him to advance his work. If you have more money to loan, I desire to call your attention to the mission field of Australia. It is in great necessity. May God help them, is my prayer. I am glad that you and I can be a blessing to others by helping forward the work in these new fields. We shall never regret the help that we can afford to render by making donations and loans to needy fields. I am so glad I made the donation of the book, Christ's Object Lessons. It is having a large sale, and the money thus secured is relieving our schools in every place. These schools are a necessity. Our children must be educated to work intelligently. Parents should be more careful to instruct their children in Bible truths, impressing the lessons on their minds. My heart yearns after the children. Schools should be established by our churches. If the brethren and sisters practice self-denial and self-sacrifice, they can have schools, maintaining them by their influence and their means. It is advisable for us to make our wills, directing what shall be done with the Lord's money when we are resting in our graves and are no longer able to use the means entrusted to us. I have made my will, and I advise you to make yours after careful consideration and consultation with those who have knowledge in these lines. I hope you will take good care of your health and that your life may be spared, for there is work to do for those who are in need of light and knowledge. Trust in the Lord. Always trust Him who is our helper, our source of strength. Be of good courage. Be thankful to God for His goodness. I praise the Lord for His goodness and His loving kindness to the children of men. In faith and hope.